Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, Numbers 19 to 96. M.R., Number 38. Statements for the Enlargement of the Pamphlet. The Remnant Church, Not Babylon. Release requested for use in pamphlet, The Remnant Church, Not Babylon. An oft-repeated assurance. The Father loves His people today as He loves His own Son. Someday it will be our privilege to see Him face to face. 103, 1903-6. Instruction to Ministers and Physicians, September 15, 1902. We should remember that the Church, enfeebled and defective though it be, is the only object on earth on which Christ bestows His supreme regard. He is constantly watching it with solicitude and is strengthening it by His Holy Spirit. 155, 1902-5-6. Sermon preached Sabbath, November 22, 1902, on the study of the Book of Revelation. Trust to God's guardianship. His church is to be taught. Enfeebled and defective though it is the object of His supreme regard. Letter 279, 1904, page 9. To Brethren Paulson, Sadler, Jones, and Wagoner, August 1, 1904. The church is to increase in activity and to enlarge her bounds. Our missionary efforts are to be expansive. We must enlarge our borders. While there have been fierce contentions in the effort to maintain our distinctive character, yet we have, as Bible Christians, ever been on gaining ground. Remembering that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, we are to labor earnestly, ever praying that the saving grace of God will instruct us at every step. We must ever seek to ascertain the will of the Lord and to walk in harmony with it. Let us follow on to know the Lord, whom to know aright is life eternal. Letter 170, 1907, pages 1, 2. To Elder Campbell and Amidon, May 6, 1907. The evidence we have had for the past 50 years of the presence of the Spirit of God with us as a people will stand the test of those who are now arraying themselves on the side of the enemy and bracing themselves against the message of God. Letter 356, 1907, page 3. To the members of the Battle Creek Church, October 24, 1907. I write these things to you, my brethren, although all of you may not fully comprehend them. If I did not believe that God's eye is over His people, I could not have the courage to write the same things over and over again. God has a people whom He is leading and instructing. Letter 378, 1907, page 3. To the leading men in the Southern California Conference, November 11, 1907. I am instructed to say to Seventh-day Adventists the world over, God has called us as a people to be a peculiar treasure unto Himself. He has appointed that His church on earth shall stand perfectly united in the spirit and counsel of the Lord of hosts to the end of time. Letter 54, 1908, page 4. To Elder Knox, January 21, 1908. Nothing in this world is so dear to God as His church. With jealous care He guards those who seek Him. Nothing so offends God as for the servants of Satan to strive to rob His people of their rights. The Lord has not forsaken His people. Satan points to the mistakes that they have made and tries to make them believe that thus they have separated themselves from God. Evil angels seek in every way to discourage those who are striving for victory over sin. They hold up before them their past unworthiness and represent their case as hopeless. Letter 136, 1910, pages 2, 3. To James Edson White, November 26, 1910. Our denominational name. We are Seventh-day Adventists. Are we ashamed of our name? We answer, no, no, we are not. It is the name the Lord has given us. It points out the truth that is to be the test of the churches. Letter 110, 1902, page 6. To Dr. David Paulson, July 7, 1902. We are Seventh-day Adventists, and of this name we are never to be ashamed. As a people, we must take a firm stand for truth and righteousness. Thus we shall glorify God. We are to be delivered from dangers, not ensnared and corrupted by them. That this may be, we must look ever to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Letter 106, 1903, page 3. To the General Conference Committee, May 30, 1903. The General Conference. I had not one ray of light that He, the Lord, would have me come to this country, Australia. I came in submission to the voice of the General Conference, which I have ever maintained to be authority. Letter 124, 1896, page 2. To James Edson White, August 9, 1896. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 28, 1948.